Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Sam Norwood is our guest. Our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, Sam, has brought us the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And that's what we're talking about right now. Sam, tell us how we can find you and Tatum and the survey and all that stuff.
Good. Well, Tatum is it's a professional services firm with hundreds of partners across the nation who provide services that include fulfilling the office of CFO and CIO, meaning Chief Information Officer, and other functions within companies at the highest level in the C office, and do projects for them. And the website is TatumLLC.com, TatumLLC.com.
So check it
and
out.
That, they can find the survey there and find what we're doing. And we serve small and medium-sized businesses mostly and do projects for larger businesses as well.
And Sam, we appreciate you bringing the survey to us for the show and allowing us to post it on our website as well. Sam, let's move down and talk about some of the details. The business overall business conditions are sort of hopefully optimistic, I guess, is the way I would say the arrows indicate for the overall conditions. But let's get into the individual ones. You call it order backlogs. I call it sales pipeline. What's that look like?
Exactly. Strongly up. Really nice. And, of course, backlogs are the most tangible thing that you can have if you have a business that has orders and then delivers the services or products after receiving the order, unlike a retail business. And when your order backlog, that's orders but unfulfilled orders yet, when that's big and growing, then that's a really good sign for the near term. You've got something to hang your hat on that's tangible.
Right. And both of these arrows are up, folks. This the past 30 days and the next 60 days, both of these arrows are up based on the reports from the partners, the Tatum partners that report to Sam. So that's a good indication. And of course, I'll just ask you, folks, I'll just, you know, compare these indicators to what you're seeing yourself in your own area. And that's why we bring you guys on. Besides your suave and debonair, you know, personality, we also, you know, we want people to be able to see, to listen to what you're saying about what's being said across the country, and sort of compare it to themselves. And by comparing those two, I think it helps small business owners and anybody listening to make a decision about what they should be doing next. You know, if they're getting good news, you know, as you say, it makes them not want to believe their own eyes. But if they're hearing that other people like them are getting good news, maybe there's a trend there.
There may be, and what we're seeing and what we think we help people do is to believe that when their orders or their business are up, it's not a fluke. It's happening in a lot of places, and so trust what you sense. The direction is for the better.
Right, exactly. What about, so the next thing would be capital expenditures.
Oh, yeah. Capital expenditures are also up nicely in the past 30 days. In our survey, the percentage of respondents committing more on capital equipment increased to 30% of our respondents from 21% last month. That's a huge jump.
Would any of that have been timing, meaning the end of the year, tax advantages, that kind of thing?
I believe that's a part of it. But these are commitments, not necessarily the dollars going out.
Right.
So we're looking back to the month of December as of January 1st. If we look back 30 days, and those are commitments for capital expenditures, not necessarily the money going out and the equipment being installed.
Right, and of course, if it's not in service, you don't get the tax advantages. So, and a lot of the equipment that your guys report on is equipment. It's not like going down to Best Buy and getting a computer and plugging it in. It's something bigger that has to be delivered, maybe even manufactured and then installed.
Jim, we had anticipated that maybe there would be this big jump at year end, but let's look now, as of January 1st, to the next 60 days on capital expenditure commitments. If they'd pushed everything into 2011 to get it all in for tax purposes, you would expect a great fall off in the first 2 months of 2012. That's not the case. Mm-hmm. In our respondents, they said they plan to commit more to capital expenditure to capital assets. 34% said that at January 1st, up from 28% a month ago. That's reassuring to us.
And I wonder how much of that is obsolescence or things just wearing out rather than optimism. I wonder, it's probably a little of both, isn't it?
It's probably both. We think a lot of it's still productivity improvements and adaptations to regulations that mm-hmm. are constantly changing and having to do stuff. So the capital expenditures is more than our old vision of just equipment to produce things.
Right, exactly. And, of course, that leads us into capital availability, the credit availability and pricing. Both of those areas are up. So those two go together, don't they? Capital, the availability of money to buy capital equipment.
I think so, although if you take the aggregate, there's been plenty of cash around, and businesses have been piling up cash as a defensive mechanism
right.
and have been reluctant to commit. Now things are loosening up some, and the fact that that capital availability and pricing not only has improved in the past 30 days, but the outlook for it is to improve further in the next 60 days.
Right.
That gives reassurance that we can commit the capital and improve our business with expectations that the economy is going to be okay and support that.
Sam, hold on to that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about employment. That's the big thing in our face, isn't it? What are we going to do about getting people back to work?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.